Now, the next poem of the P.B. Shelley, Dejection Near Naples. First of all, the summary of the poem. In present poem, Dejection Near Naples, the poet Percy Bysshe Shelley expresses his deep personal feeling of life. It is no doubt one of the finest creations of Shelley. It is a remarkable poem because it gives direct and powerful expression of some of the strongest emotions and passions that inspired the poet. It is an autobiographical poem. The poem was written at a time when the poet was passing through a period of very great misery. The opening line of the poem presents the sunny aspect of nature. It is a season of warmth. There is not a single dark cloud in the sky. The waves of the sea appear to be sporting with delight as the light of the sun falls on the sea. The island appears blue. The mountain is covered with snow. The air of the place is gentle. There is perfect harmony in all the sounds near the sea. During the noonday, heat and noises of the city have hushed into silence as most people have retired indoors and the traffic on the roads is also on an ebb. The poet further describes the sea, the waves, the reflection of sunlight from the surface of the sea, and beautiful musical sounds produced by the movements of the waves that affect the mind of the poet, and he feels how great a moment it is. But he is fully alone. He wishes that he had a companion who could share his feelings of intense pleasure. Then again, the poet thinks about his past life that has given him great disappointment. He finds that he has neither hope, nor future, nor good health, nor mental, nor spiritual peace, nor wealth, nor calm in the surroundings. He does not get any fame or wealth or rest in the life. His life is full of pain, agony, hopelessness, and frustration. He again says that under the influence of the natural peace, his feelings of hopelessness and frustration have come down. As a boy, he can also console him. He feels that he could lie down like a tired child and cry. By crying, he would let his sorrow flow out in the form of tears, and as a child, he wants to sleep, and he wishes that his own sleep should be like death. This type of quiet death will give him much peace, and it will be a very divine pleasure to him. Lastly, he imagines what would be the reaction of the poor people about his quiet death. He thinks that no one loves him, so nobody will be sad on his death. As at sunset the day comes to an end, similarly his beauty too will come to an end. But he will neither forget it nor he will sorry for. The memory of its pleasure will remain ever fresh and prevent him from feeling sorry at his death. Hindi Sarans. प्रस्तुत कविता डिजेक्शन नियर नेपल्स, नेपल्स के पास निराशा के अंतर्गत कवि पी.बी. शेली अपने जीवन के अनुभवों तथा भावनाओं को व्यक्त करता है। यह कविता शेली की महानतम कविताओं में से एक है। यह महत्वपूर्ण कविता है क्योंकि इसके अंदर अत्यंत ही गंभीर प्रभावशाली भावना का वर्णन किया गया है। यह एक आत्मभाव से भरी कविता है। यह कविता उस समय लिखी गई थी जब कवि अत्यंत ही कष्ट में जीवन बिता रहा था। कविता का शुभारंभ प्रकृति के सुंदर एवं सुखद वर्णन से प्रारंभ होता है। यह गर्म ऋतु का आनंददायी मौसम है। आकाश मंडल में कहीं भी काले बादल नहीं हैं। सागर की लहरें सूर्य की किरणों के पड़ने से बहुत प्रभावशाली प्रतीत हो रही थी। टापू पूर्णतया नीला दिखाई पड़ता है। पर्वत बर्फ से ढके हुए हैं। उस स्थान पर सुंदर हवा बह रही है। दोपहर के समय वातावरण शांत है, ट्रैफिक की आवाज़ भी नहीं है। कभी आगे वर्णन करता है कि सागर की लहरें, सूर्य का प्रतिबिंब जो सागर की सतह पर पड़ रहा है, और सुंदर संगीत की ध्वनि भी कवि के मस्तिष्क को प्रभावित करती है, और वह अनुभव करता है कि कितना सुखद वातावरण है, किंतु वह पूर्णतया अकेला है। वह इच्छा करता है कि काश उसका कोई मित्र होता तो उसे और भी आनंद प्राप्त होता। तत्पश्चात कवि अपने विगत जीवन के बारे में विचार करता है जो उसे अत्यधिक हतोत्साहित करता है। वह पाता है कि उसके पास ना तो कोई आशा है, ना कोई भविष्य, ना तो उसके स्वास्थ्य अच्छे हैं और ना ही उसके मन मस्तिष्क में आध्यात्मिक शांति ही है। उसने जीवन में ना तो कोई यश और ना ही धन प्राप्त किया, ना ही कोई शांति। उसका यह जीवन दर्द और दुख से उत्प्रोत है, साथ ही निराशा एवं हताशा भी है। वह पुनः कहता है कि प्राकृतिक शांति के वातावरण में उसकी निराशा एवं हताशा की भावना कुछ सीमा तक कम हुई है। वह अपने को एक बालक की भांति सांत्वना देता है। वह रोकर अपने मन को हल्का करना चाहता है और आंसू बहाकर अपनी भावनाओं को बाहर निकाल देना चाहता है ताकि शांति की अनुभूति कर सके। वह इस शांति की अवस्था में मर जाना चाहता है। इस प्रकार शांति अवस्था की मृत्यु उसे भारी शांति प्रदान करेगी और उसे काफ़ी आनंद प्रदान करेगी। अंत में वह यह अनुभव करता है कि लोग उसकी शांतिपूर्ण मृत्यु के बारे में क्या सोचेंगे। यह विचार करता है कि उसे कोई प्रेम नहीं करता, अतः उसकी मृत्यु पर कोई दुखी नहीं होगा। जैसे सूर्यास्त के समय दिनकांत हो जाता है, वैसे ही उसकी सुंदरता भी समाप्त हो जाएगी, और किंतु वह इसे नहीं भूलेगा, ना तो वह दुखी होगा। इस प्रकृति की सुंदरता उसके मन मस्तिष्क में सदा बनी रहेगी और उसे मृत्यु दुख से दूर रखेगी। नाउ इंट्रोडक्शन टू द पोएम। स्टैंजास रिटन इन डिजेक्शन नियर नेपल्स इज वन ऑफ द रिमार्केबल पोएम्स इन इंग्लिश पोएट्री। इट रिफ्लेक्ट्स सेलीज पर्सनालिटी एंड is autobiographical in character. It brings before us the dejected and sad condition of the poet's heart while he was in Italy, almost in an exile from home. The theme and thought, philosophy and ideology of the poem. Percy Bysshe Shelley in the poem Stanza written in dejection near Naples presents his deep feeling of his agony and misery. The philosophy of the poem is that he wishes to die in peace. In the beginning of the poem, he presents the beauty of the nature that is no doubt superb, as he himself writes, "The sun is warm, the sky is clear, the waves are dancing fast and bright." Here, the poet has nicely pictured the scene near Naples. It seems to be a divine pleasurable place to him. To him it is an abode of joy and peace, where the smooth breeze is blowing, the surface of the sea is shining and warm, the surrounding is warm there, there is peace, joy and warmth. The winds, the birds, the ocean floods, the lofty voice itself is soft like solitudes. Thus, Shelley gives an immortal, enjoyable, pleasurable and beautiful surroundings of natural sight of Naples. But as the surroundings are beautiful, on the contrary, of its his heart and mind and soul all are feeling great pain and agony and misery. Here he presents a picture of his dejected life. Life has been a place of sport and delight, but for Shelley it has been nothing. As he himself points out, "Alas, I have nor hope nor health, nor peace within nor come around, nor content nor that content surpassing wealth, the sage in meditation found." The very true presentation of his soul's feeling has been presented by Shelley. Here he wants to say that he has lost every hope and he is fully helpless. He has nothing, neither money nor fame. His life has become fully bleak and barren. He has never been greeted by fame, love or pleasure in his life. He has fallen on the thorns of life. Further, the poet presents the healing and consoling power in nature. He feels that lying in the lap of nature, he will forget all his pain, worries, miseries, and agonies that will wash all the sorrows of his life. Lastly, he presents his only wish that he wants to die in peace. The place, Naples, and its beautiful surroundings and solitary environments induce him to reveal his idea, as he says, "They might lament, for I am gone, whom men love not and yet regret." He wants to leave this world quietly. The peace of nature will heal his wounds, and he will leave this place without any pain. The lyricism. Professor Elton says, Shelley's genius was essentially lyrical. All his poetry is really lyrical, for his lyrical impulse penetrates into even his unlyrical verse. The present poem, Stranger, written in Dejection Near Naples, is undoubtedly one of his greatest lyrical poems. As it is known to all that Shelley has written three types of lyrical poem. They are: first, personal lyrics; second, lyrics of hope and liberty; third, lyrics of nature. The poem Dejection Near Naples has all the three qualities in itself. There is the lyric of nature, there is the lyric of hope and liberty, and there is also a personal lyric. If we look at the poem seriously, we shall get all these three qualities there. Thus, the poem Strangers, written in Dejection Near Naples, is one of the most remarkable lyrical poems in English literature. Diction and style of the poem. So far as the diction of the poem is concerned, it is no doubt simple, plain, and effective, and has the power to touch the heart, mind, and soul. Every word has been well chosen and woven in the poem. It arouses the passion, the emotion, the calm, the quiet, and the delight in the soul. The language has its beauty and charming power that touches the sublimity of mind and ecstasy of soul. The style of the poem is autobiographical. Here, the poet reveals his inner philosophy of life. He accepts truth, and he presents the delightful songs for the natural sight. The poem is descriptive and deductive too. The poem is pictorial. It is a spontaneous expression of the poet's powerful feelings. The picture of the poem is extremely charming. The similes and metaphors have been used by the poet to add to its beauty and grace. Now, the explanations of the stanza with reference to the context. First of all, the first stanza of the poem. The sun is warm, the sky is clear, the waves are dancing fast and bright. Blue isles and snowy mountains wear the purple noon's transparent might. The breath of the moist earth is light around its unexpanded birds, like many a voice of one delight. The winds, the birds, the ocean floods, the city's voice itself is soft like solitudes. Reference: these lines have been taken from the poem Strangers, written in Dejection Near Naples, composed by one of the greatest poets, Percy Bysshe Shelley. Context: in these particular lines, the poet expresses his idea about one of the most beautiful natural landscape near Naples. According to him, the place is very charming and has immortal beauty in itself. Explanation: here the poet presents a very vivid and organic picture of the sea shore of Naples in Italy. He paints the picture of natural sights through words. It is a fine sunny day, full of warmth, and the sky is fully pictorial. There is no sign of any black cloud in the sky. The waves of the sea are dancing quickly and have brightness in them. The mountain is covered with snow and the isles are seeming beautiful. All the sounds are as soft as sounds of pleasure made by many people together. All these sounds, the sound of winds, the sound of birds and the sound of sea, mix together and appear to be the voice of one person. Here, the poet has personified solitude itself. He personifies that solitude is a person whose voice is very soft and delicate. All these surroundings and atmosphere create the world of peace and quietness. Now, the next stanza of the poem. I see the deep's untrampled flow, with green and purple seaweeds strewn. I see the waves upon the shore, like light dissolved in star showers thrown. I sit upon the sands alone. The lightning of the noontide ocean is flashing around me, and a tone arises from its measured motion. How sweet, did any heart now share in my emotion? Reference will be same. Context: in these particular lines, the poet Shelley expresses his own idea about the natural sights of the seashore. According to him, the natural sight of Naples is no doubt full of calm and quietness. There, a smooth breeze is blowing. The sun is warm and the sky is also clear. All surroundings and atmosphere are looking charming and beautiful and attract the mind, heart and soul. Explanation. Here in this stanza, the poet Shelley presents a very pictorial outlook of the seashore. He says that he sees the uncrushed and untrodden weeds of different colors growing on the ocean floor. They have grown here and there, and they are fully unarranged. He further says that he also sees the waves of the sea sitting on the shore. The waves appear to be like light which is broken into a shower of drops, and each drop reflects the sunlight, and thus the shower looks like a shower of shining particles of light. The poet further says that he was sitting alone on the sands of the ocean shore and sees the ups and downs of the noon tide, and the sound of the sea influenced him, but he is fully alone. This loneliness pains him. He is not able to think what he should do and what he should not. He is in a doubtful position. Now, the next stanza of the poem. Alas, I have nor hope, nor health, nor peace within, nor calm around, nor the content surpassing wealth, the sage in meditation found, and walked with inward glory crowned, nor fame, nor power, nor love, nor leisure. Others I see whom these surround, smiling they live and call life pleasure. To me, that cup has been dealt in another measure. Reference will be same. Context: in these particular lines, the poet Shelley expresses his idea about his own deep feeling of love, life. According to him, he is fully frustrated due to the hopelessness of life. Explanation: here the poet reveals his own deep feeling and frustration of his life. He is so sorely disappointed with his own life. He says that he has neither hope nor good health. He has neither mental and spiritual peace nor calm in his surrounding. He also does not enjoy the spiritual peace of the man of letters too, the peace that is more valuable than wealth. For the sage, this peace or spiritual achievement is like a crown, because it gives a glow to his face. The poet himself feels there is an abundance of these things, and so the People say that life is pleasure, but his own life is completely different because it is filled with frustration, pain, misery, and agony. Now, the next stanza of the poem. Yet now despair itself is mild. Even as the winds and waters are, I could lie down like a tired child and weep away the life of care which I have borne and yet must bear, till death like sleep might steal on me and might feel in the warm air my cheek grow cold and hear the sea breathe over my dying brain its last monotony. Reference will be same context. In these particular lines, the poet P.V. Shelley expresses his idea about his personal feeling. According to him, he has lost all his hope and health in due course of time due to frustration. There is not any hope in his life, so he wants to die in the midst of the beautiful natural sights. Explanation. In these lines, the poet feels a psychological change in his mind. According to the poet, due to the beautiful natural sights near the seashore of Naples, he feels peace in his mind, as soft and mild as the sea and breeze. He feels he could lie down like a tired child and cry. By crying, he could express his sorrow in the form of tears like children. After crying, he could quietly fall asleep. But he wishes that his own sleep should come upon softly and quietly. If death comes to him at this moment, he would be able to feel his body becoming cold in the warm afternoon breeze. He would also be able to hear the soft, monotonous music of the sea till the last moment of his life. Now the last stanza of the poem. Some might lament that I were cold, as I wane this sweet day is gone, which my lost heart, too soon grown old, insults with this untimely moan. They might lament, for I am one whom men love not and yet regret, unlike this day, which, when the sun shall on its stainless glory set, will linger, though enjoyed like joy in memory yet. Reference will be same. Context. In these particular lines, the poet P.B. Shelley expresses his idea about his own feelings. According to him, he has been fully frustrated by the life and he has neither hope nor any health. So he feels that it would be better to die. Explanation. Here, the poet thinks what the people will think or react on his death. He feels that no one loves him. Therefore, it will not be surprising if people do not feel sorrow or lament upon his death. But it is possible, despite their dislike for him, they may feel some sorrow when he departs from this world. But their feeling will be different from his own feelings about the present day. Even when the sun sets in the evening after shedding its perfect glory upon the world, it will live in his memory forever. He has enjoyed its beauty, which has given him intense pleasure, but he will not forget it. He will not feel sorry that the day has come to an end. The memory of its pleasure will remain ever fresh and prevent him from feeling sorry for his death. Thank you. This is the end of the poem.